Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you're listening right now, you, the learner, are probably tuning in because you're trying to stay ahead of the curve on technology trends.
Right. Everyone wants to know what's next for artificial intelligence.
Exactly. We talk endlessly about AI as, software, algorithms, virtual cloud.
All the digital stuff.
Yeah. But today, our mission is to pull back the curtain on a hidden, highly physical consequence of this whole AI revolution.
The part that is operating almost entirely out of sight for the average user.
Right. We're looking at the staggering amount of physical resources, specifically water, that it takes to keep this technology from literally overheating, and how the tech world is attempting to solve it.
To do this, we're going to unpack two concise but really powerful sources you shared with us.
Yeah, we've got two very different perspectives today.
The first is a highly critical piece from a publication called Water Politics. It's titled The Hydrological Cost of Artificial Intelligence.
Which is a great title.
It really sets the tone. And the second is a January 2026 publication from the World Economic Forum, tied to their annual meeting, AM26.
That's the one focusing on the water tech company Xylem, right?
Yes. That piece is titled The Blue Tech Paradigm, Solving the AI Water Crisis.
Okay, let's unpack this, because to understand this water crisis, we first have to kind of deconstruct a massive misconception.
The illusion of the cloud.
Yes. For so long, the terminology has just completely tricked us. We talk about saving things to the cloud, which creates this mental image of something weightless.
Something just floating in the digital ether.
Exactly. Completely detached from physical geography. But if you look at the URL for the Water Politics piece, it specifically says a water data centers.
Which points right to the physical reality.
Right. The digital world requires massive physical data centers. These are buildings the size of multiple football fields, packed with thousands of highly advanced computers.
And the terminology obscures that immense industrial footprint.
It really does. And I mean, I understand that these massive server farms run incredibly hot, but surely traditional air conditioning isn't enough to handle that kind of thermal load, right?
Air conditioning is entirely insufficient for the thermal density we are seeing with modern AI.
Especially when they're training those huge models 24 hours a day.
Exactly. Artificial intelligence processors, particularly the GPUs used to train large language models, consume vast amounts of electricity.
Right.
And almost all of that electricity is converted directly into heat. If you pack tens of thousands of these processors into a single room, the hardware would quite literally melt itself in a matter of minutes if left unchecked.
Wow. Just melt.
Yes. To prevent that, you have to move the heat away from the chips as efficiently as possible. And from a pure physics standpoint, water has an incredibly high specific heat capacity.
It absorbs way more heat than air.
Significantly more. So the industry relies on water because thermodynamically, it's the only viable option at this massive scale.
So that brings us to the exact phrasing from the Water Politics source, the hydrological cost.
Cost is absolutely the operative word there.
It implies a heavy consequence. What does that actually mean in practice?
It means we are not talking about a trickle.
Yeah.
Simply training a single large language model before it is even released to the public for everyday use can consume millions of gallons of pure, clean, fresh water.
Millions of gallons.
Yes. And we have to be specific about the word consume here. In many of these facilities, they use evaporative cooling towers.
Okay, wait, explain that really quick.
They run the water to absorb the heat from the servers, and then they vent that heat into the atmosphere by evaporating the water.
Meaning the water isn't just circulating in a loop and going back to the local reservoir?
No, it is leaving the local watershed entirely as vapor. That is a consumptive use.
That is wild.
And the operational phase, when everyday people are actually using the AI, has a massive cost too. The data suggests that a standard interaction with a large language model, say roughly 10 to 50 prompts, effectively drinks a 500 milliliter bottle of water.
10 to 50 prompts equals a standard bottle of water.
Exactly.
When you multiply that by hundreds of millions of daily active users asking AI to write emails or generate code, the scale of that evaporation is staggering.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, we start to see a profound structural tension emerging.
Because the Water Politics source is really focused on the geographic aspect, right?
Highly focused. These data centers are not built in a vacuum. They're built near power grids and, crucially, near municipal water supplies.
And the source specifically says that AI is draining water from areas that need it most.
Yes. And as we look at this, it's important we don't take political sides, but impartially look at the tension the source highlights. we are witnessing the explosive expansion of highly advanced technology. Major tech companies are in an arms race.
Right, they have to scale their infrastructure immediately.
But this global technological arms race lands squarely in localized physical environments that are often already experiencing severe water scarcity.
Like agricultural sectors or towns dealing with drought.
Exactly. The tech industry requires millions of gallons of water to cool machines driving the digital economy. But in that exact same geographic location, you have local ecosystems and residential communities that need reliable drinking water flowing from their taps.
They're directly competing for a fundamental resource. It really makes you pause. And I want to ask you, the listener, a question to just hold in your mind for a second.
It's a vital question.
How often do we think about our own water footprint when we use these AI tools? You know, we might feel a pang of guilt if we leave the tap running while we brush our teeth.
Right, the visible water.
Yeah, the visible water. But do we ever think about the physical water evaporating in a data center hundreds of miles away just so an AI can generate a recipe for us?
It is completely invisible to the end user. But the physical strain on local water basins is becoming too significant for local governments to ignore.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. Because you would think this is entirely a doom and gloom narrative. Draining reservoirs, massive water consumption.
It sounds like a dead end.
But our second source completely flips the script. The World Economic Forum publication from January 2026 tied to AM26.
Yes, looking at the water technology company Xylem.
They are looking at this exact same reality, but they frame it as a massive opportunity. The blue tech paradigm.
That's right. The WEF piece explains how large organizations and tech infrastructure companies like Xylem are viewing the AI water crisis not as a dead end, but as a catalyst.
A catalyst for what, exactly?
For unprecedented innovation in data center water management, it is transforming a critical vulnerability into a macro-level opportunity for massive capital investment.
So it's not just slapping a shiny blue tech label on a crisis to run cover for tech conglomerates.
Well, we have to look at the engineering to see the actual shift. Historically, we see open-loop systems, that's the evaporative cooling we discussed earlier, constantly drawing fresh municipal water.
A one-way street of consumption.
Exactly. But the blue tech paradigm involves heavy innovation in closed-loop systems.
Meaning they reuse the water.
Yes. A closed-loop system continuously circulates the same cooling fluid. The facility draws a large amount of water initially to fill the system, but the daily consumptive draw drops dramatically. They use massive dry coolers to release heat into the air without evaporating the water itself.
That sounds significantly better. But wait, what about the immediate reality? The water politics piece was very clear about the current draining of vulnerable areas.
This is where we need to weigh these two perspectives critically. Is the blue tech paradigm a sufficient answer to the immediate reality of draining water from areas that need it most right now?
Because building these advanced facilities takes years.
Exactly. Can technological innovation, this opportunity, actually outpace the physical hydrological cost?
It's fascinating. I just have to marvel at the juxtaposition here. The very technology causing this massive resource strain is the exact same force driving the funding for a completely new paradigm in how we manage global water.
We are having to invent our way out of a physical bottleneck that our own virtual advancement created.
It's wild. So if we pull all this together...
To synthesize what we've covered today from both sources, on one side, we have the stark, localized reality of AI's hydrological cost. The digital cloud is intensely hot and requires vast amounts of water, creating immediate pressure in vulnerable areas.
The water politics view.
Yes. And on the other side, from the World Economic Forum's perspective, this macro-level blue tech opportunity is being championed to solve that data center water crisis through massive infrastructure innovation.
It's a race between expansion and innovation. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you, the listener, with one final provocative thought to mull over.
A look into the future.
Yeah. Building on today's sources, if AI requires such an immense amount of physical water to function and local municipalities start pushing back, could we see a future where the geographic balance of global tech power shifts entirely?
Away from traditional tech hubs.
Exactly. Away from places like Silicon Valley or the drought-prone American Southwest. Could we see a shift strictly toward regions with naturally abundant cold water reserves?
Places with glacial water.
Right. Are the undisputed capitals of the tech industry going to relocate to Iceland or northern Canada simply because the natural geography can cool the machines without draining a drinking supply?
The physical earth strictly dictating the future map of the digital world.
A Silicon Valley of the Arctic.
It's an incredible concept to think about.
It really is. Thank you so much to everyone listening for bringing these fascinating sources to the table today. Keep questioning the hidden physical layers of our digital world. We will catch you on the next Deep Dive.